What is good, guys, and welcome to yet another Sneaker Reselling 101 podcast. I am one of your hosts, Dylan Sanglay. Of course, we got my brother Dom on the other line. So today, we're going to be talking about leveraging your social media content to grow your businesses, right? So first things first, I want to go ahead and catch up with my boy Dom real quick. Dom, how's your day been so far, my guy?
Busy. It's been, I've been enjoying going out to these events and buying stuff in person. And today we just pulled up on the homie Otto, who has a shop down in Poway.
Yes, sir.
So me and Tony have just been there. We were there all day long cashing out. We were there for over 3 hours. So that was a lot of fun.
That's crazy. I can already imagine the video on that, bro.
It's good, dude. That's gonna be good.
I had a question real quick. What kind of SD card do you have for that? Because that's pretty long.
I have a 64 gigabyte SD card. I just got it at Walmart. My GoPro died. My GoPro died before I left. So SD card lasted longer than the GoPro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how long does the 64 gigabyte typically last? Like 4 hours?
Yeah, 4 hours and 11 minutes is the exact time.
So, I mean, if that's like 4 hours, I wonder what like the 180 is, the 180 gigabyte takes.
Yeah.
Like that'd be insane.
Yeah, you could go for a while. And I'm already thinking I need a new GoPro because the last two events I went to, I ran out of battery at the end. I mean, if we're calling the sneaker store an event at Soul Natives on Sunday, which was my birthday. I didn't tell anybody on the day. I tried to be low key with it, but at Soul Natives, I ran out of battery. And then at Auto, I ran out of battery. So I'm low-key looking into a new GoPro because I need the replaceable batteries.
I would definitely recommend the 8, the one that I have, or the 9. I mean, the 8 is doing really, really well for me. And I'm super excited. I've been busting out a lot of content, right? So obviously, something that I have been running into a lot was storage on my iPhone, right? I wasn't able to save videos or upload videos from iMovie to YouTube because of the limited amount of storage I had. So I had to buy this GoPro and, like, you know, you connect this GoPro to your computer and then it automatically imports all your videos onto iMovie, then you could just edit, crop and chop from there, and then just upload it to YouTube, which is like one of the best things. This actually has been one of the best investments that I personally made in a long time. So it's definitely paying dividends right now. And I want to talk about this YouTube game though. Like I want to get into this YouTube game. So for anyone watching right now, Dom and I have been really delving in to the YouTube game, and we've been trying to grow significantly on the app. So, Dom, I know you have been having a lot of great experiences with YouTube, and I know that you also have a few like difficulties with YouTube right now. So if you want to explain those, definitely go ahead right now, bro.
Yeah, we talked a little bit with George on this. It's just been, since I monetized, it's been a little bit tough. But dude, I made my first dollar of YouTube revenue. So that's
Yes, sir.
My video today is actually doing pretty decent. I try not, you know how I am. I try not to watch the numbers too much. But for like the first 10 minutes, it didn't have a single view, which had me tripping. I was like, what the fuck? But, you know, it's doing roughly normal now. I'm going to go back to my normal habit of trying not to watch the views, whether they do well or bad, and just keep pumping out content. Because like I said, I have content from Saturday, Sunday, and from today, which is Wednesday. And I have to just get it all out now. So, you know, they're good videos. So I'm just going to try to keep getting stuff out and trust the process.
Yeah, man. Like that's exactly the same exact plan that I'm going through right now. And, something that I personally been implementing a lot on all social media platforms is my live stream. So, you know, I've been trying to go live on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, on a consistent basis. And I kid you not, bro, like, I feel like it's working really, really well. I want to give a quick shout out to like a few people that inspired me to continuously like go on the live stream, because live stream is forms, right? It's one of my favorite like features of the app that I love so much. So I want to give a shout out to iShowSpeed and Aiden Ross. So like they have been like, you know about them, bro?
I don't.
Bro, they're absolutely killing it. Like, I don't know. I gotta do more research on iShowSpeed because I just discovered him. But like, bro, he's almost at 2 million subscribers right now by literally just streaming, bro. But he has like over 700 videos on his page right now. And like, that's pretty crazy just to think about. Like,
the grind.
It is the grind for sure. I mean, like, bro, I think he got to 1 million in like about a month.
Whoa.
Can you imagine that?
No, absolutely not.
Bro, like so basically, I don't know, people are saying the reason why he's been blowing up is because like when he gets to a certain milestone, people will start unsubscribing on his channel and like he'll get so mad. Like he'll literally like he'll start yelling and throwing a fit, like literally, bro. He'll literally be screaming inside the mic. And yeah, people just find it funny. And I guess people are posting his live stream, like clips of his live stream on their TikToks, and it's just like absolutely blowing. Like it's just blowing up, bro. So go ahead, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy to see how just things can just go completely viral.
Mm-hmm. That's 1,000% true. So I mean, for me, what I'm doing right now is I've been going on live streams and I've been taking different clips and posting it on TikTok, and I've been posting it as a reels on Instagram, and they have been doing significantly well. I'm not gonna lie. Like I did a series, like a flip challenge, like a $25 flip challenge. Basically, I started with $25, and then I wanted to see how much I could flip it to at SneakerCon Dallas. So anyway, with the $25, I bought some UNC Jordan 11 lows. From then, I bought, I sold the UNC lows for like $40. And then from then, I bought NMDs for 20. So with the 40 I got, I used the 20. So I had the NMDs and then 20 left. And then I traded the NMDs with KDs. So I had KDs and $20 left. And so I'm going to post part four soon. So I don't know, man. I've been doing a lot of that, and I just want to see how far that will take me, bro, because it's been interesting.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely want to try more of the live stuff myself. I'm not sure exactly how I'd use it because how did you ran it today? You ran it today on your own. What did that live look like? Were you just engaging directly, like just sitting and engaging directly with the comments? Were you like actively doing something? Like what was
the vibe? Yeah, bro. I mean, so I actually did like a live stream where I will stay on the live until I hit 6K subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that did significantly well, but like I was at like 5,730 subscribers, and then I went all the way up to 5,760 at one point. Yeah. And then like I literally fell asleep on live, bro. And people were hearing me snore. And I don't know, bro. I feel like if people were to like cut clips from on YouTube live, I feel like that could potentially blow up. I don't know.
That's funny.
But yeah, bro, like when I woke up, I was actually losing subscribers. I was at like 5,746 when I woke up. So I was like, damn, you guys are really trolling me.
That's crazy. And do you think it was random, or do you think it's because people went onto your live and were like, oh, like, let's fuck with this kid?
I mean, I really don't know. I really honestly don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I've gained it back already. I think I'm at like 5,750 right now, but I mean, again, I'm not really focused on how many subscribers I got, right? I'm mainly focused on how many people I can inspire. So, I mean, if people want to come to my page and just troll me and like follow and unfollow all this stuff, like that's cool. Right. But I'm mainly focused on the people that actually like subscribe and are going to be there for the, like, yep. I'm always analyzing that. Like, I'm always analyzing like who is in the chat. How many times has this person commented on my videos? You know, are they on any of my other social media platforms? You know, I'm always studying that too, because there's a lot of people on my TikTok that are also on my Instagram that are also on my YouTube. So, you know, I want to be able to like study my audience and see who like is really showing love, right? Mm-hmm. Just recently I started giving away money on my YouTube. So it's actually really funny, Dom. Like, I'm actually doing this as an experiment because mm-hmm. I truly want to know, like, are people going to be here just because like they actually mess with my content, or are they going to be here just because, you know, I'm giving away $20 or $10? So what I've found was, like, let me just study this. I'm gonna go ahead and show you real quick, okay?
Sure.
So I did a video in Seattle. Let's just do my cash out video. So my cash out video in Seattle, it currently has 455 views, and comments. Let's see, it has 21 comments, including me commenting back at those comments.
Okay. Correct.
So now when I give away money, $20, which is the can't believe they had these sitting at the mall video. This one has less views, but obviously it's been out. It hasn't been out for that long. So this one has 367 views, and the comments, I have 69 comments, including the ones that I responded to.
Yeah.
So, you know, are these people here for the money, or are they here because they legitimately mess with my content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I use it as an experiment. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it. I might. I don't know yet, but we'll see, man. I'm really just trying to study the game and study my audience, bro.
Mm-hmm. What kind of insights do you feel like you've gained so far? If any.
It's really early in the stage. Like, I just recently started doing it. I think
I don't even mean specifically from the money, though, just from in general, like studying comments, studying followers. Like, do you have anything interesting in terms of like what direction you want to go with your content, or like,
I mean, for me, I want to continuously like post more of the longer form videos, because mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of comments like, oh man, like, this man is post, you know, I'd rather be on TikTok than, you know, watching your short term videos on YouTube. But I mean, like, I don't know. It's been kind of tricky, bro. So like, I've been really just trying to throw a lot of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. Like we said before in previous videos, we're not really focused too much on the numbers. We're solely focused on just posting. So if anyone is listening to this right now, just know, like, you are experiencing and you are a part of Dom and I's like beginning process of YouTube. Okay. So I know we've been talking about YouTube a lot. Reason mm-hmm. being is because, at least for me personally, like, I have done a lot on TikTok. Obviously it's nowhere where I want to be. I've done a lot on Instagram. Obviously, again, it's nowhere I want to be, right? But YouTube is more of like a platform where I really, really want to get serious on, because I know that later on it'll pay good dividends. Like, right? Like, if I post a video, if I like a video that I post like 3 or 4 years ago, it's been getting posted to, you know, a bunch of people today. Like for example, a video that I posted 1 year ago is literally my highest viewed video on YouTube.
Right.
So, you know, I think we said this in the last podcast where YouTube is kind of like digital real estate, you know? So, you know, you post a video one time and it pays you dividends later on. So again, just really focusing on like the more informative and entertaining content that I believe people will enjoy and like the most.
For sure. The way I think of YouTube now too is like, I think this is the reason we're talking about it so much, is it's like, this is like the new thing that I'm working on. Like when I first started reselling, maybe there was a specific aspect of it that I was really excited on when I started, or like when TikTok first started doing well for me and I was learning that game, like that was the thing that was exciting for me. And I think right now we're kind of both on this wave where like YouTube is the thing that's like exciting for us.
Yeah. 1000%. And, but again, don't get it twisted. Like we're still really trying to go crazy on the other platforms too. You know, like it's funny. It's actually funny, Dom. Today, I did a podcast on my own, on my personal podcast, All Things Done Sangling. And I did a podcast of the title was Dear Future Me. Dear Future Me. So basically, I'm going to listen to that 5 to 10 years from now. And I want to see like where I was today and where I am in 5 to 10 years. Which is something I believe that everyone should do, whether it's video form or audio form. That'll be interesting.
That is interesting. And was it like just documenting where you are today?
Yeah.
Did you come back?
I was talking about my goals for 2021, things that I want to be able to accomplish in 5 to 10 years. So if I don't have it, I got to get to work, you know, just really giving myself in the future advice to, you know, things that I'm personally going through right now, and if I'm still going through it later on, you know, how can I fix those things? So I really don't know if anyone's going to listen to that, but
that's cool.
I put it out there because I want to know what my life will be like in 5 to 10 years. Aren't you curious about that too? Like, I think that'd be really cool.
I am, but I think I approach it differently than you, because I weirdly don't think that much about the future, because I try to stay present as much as I can.
Okay.
So it's more like every day I'm just trying to do like what I think feels right, or what seems like it will be right, and then see where I end up. So that's actually what I was going to follow up with, is like, I'm not going to pose this as a question. I'm just going to tell you how I kind of approach future goals. And I want to hear your thoughts on it, because we go about this differently, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
I do my best to not like set subscriber or follower goals or monetary goals or things like that. Like I try to just let it play out. I just wonder what you think about that. Like how, cause it's definitely different. And I think that's cool.
I mean, I like it. I really like your mindset a lot. But I don't know, for me, I'm more of like a visionary, like,
yeah,
you know, vivid imagination equals reality. Like that's one of like my main quotes that I really stand by.
I like that.
And, you know, if I see it written down, or if I can like visually imagine that in my mind, then I believe that I will get there. You know, something right. I like to say is like, you know, let's just say I have a goal of being financially free later on in my life. You know, something I like to say is like, I'm already financially free, but like my life is just slowly catching up to that point, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know. And I believe a lot in like manifestation and like the law of attraction. So I don't know, bro. I really, really believe that if you put it out there, then it'll come true, right? But
yeah,
the thing with me too, like for me, I won't, you know, go tell like all my family and friends about it. Like if I were to have like if I were to have a main goal, it would just literally be for me. Like it would just be for me to like look at every single day and be like, oh dang, like this is my goal. This is really what I want to do. Like if you're sitting where I'm sitting right now, okay, you will see a bunch of like sticky notes and post-it notes all over me. And I'm literally like looking at all of them at once. And it's crazy because these are goals that I've set for myself when I was 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, and all the way up to today. And it's crazy because I'm able to take these post-its or these sticky notes off my wall once I've accomplished it, and I put it inside my my book where I put all my goals, all my ideas in. And I'm like, okay, I accomplished this. Awesome. Let me take it off. Let me put it in the book. So I know I set this goal for myself. I accomplished it. And I feel good. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I replace it with another one. All right. If I have another goal, I replace it until I do it again. And then the process goes on and on and on. That makes me more productive. I don't know, because I like what you're saying, right? Staying in the present and just focusing day by day, right? So you're not like so like stressed. I mean, I don't know. What is the word?
There's room for both, though. Like, I'm listening to this. There's room to do both at the same time.
Yeah, 1,000%. And yeah. I'm pretty sure you have big goals too, Dom, right? I'm pretty sure you have goals written down, right? I'm pretty sure.
I don't.
You don't?
Do my thing day by day, dude. I mean, like,
oh wow, that's interesting.
I have very like short-term things I want to do. Like, I know,
okay,
I know, like, grinding YouTube content and like building a website, like, these are the things I want to do in the next few days or weeks. But like, really looking out, like, I really don't have anything set in stone. You know what I mean?
Oh, but, wow.
What was your quote? I want to go back to your quote because I really like quotes.
Vivid imagination equals reality.
Vivid imagination equals reality. I like that. I like that because I think I've read this in books. I wish I had something like a more concrete example, but having like a strong core philosophy behind what you're doing and why you're doing it, I feel like that can lead to really good results. And I think that ties into that quote well. Vivid.
Yeah. I like it, bro. Vivid imagination equals reality, man. So, again, man, like, it's, that has really helped me a lot, I believe. So anyone listening to this, if you like that idea, I definitely recommend doing the same. Like, it has helped me so much, Dom.
So, I'm going to cut you off. Talk to me. How did you implement this system? Because it sounds like you have a full system in place for setting goals, keeping up with them, and moving on and setting new ones once you've achieved them. So what is your system with more detail, and how did you kind of come about it in the first place?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? Ever since I was young, right, I've always had like big goals, and I'm gonna be honest, like, my main vision was never to be like a sneaker reseller, mm-hmm. right? But like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor later on down the road. I wanted to be a doctor. And then I added being an entrepreneur and having businesses in that same like category of like what I wanted to be. And then later on down the road again, like, I had a goal of just being an entrepreneur. So, mm-hmm. you know, later on, you people that are listening to this, you guys got to understand, as you evolve, as you grow older, your goals might stay the same or they might change, right? And for me, obviously, they changed, right? Like, even when I was, like, in third grade, I wanted to be a chiropractor. Then I wanted to be an NBA basketball player, then a doctor, then now an entrepreneur. So, and also growing up, too, Dom, like, I used to get a lot of, like, hate and, like, a lot of discouragement from people that were close to me. So, you know, I would write these things down on a note card, and and it, I don't know, it would truly motivate me a lot, because I'm looking at a note card right now, and this was back in 2018, and my grandma told me, like, I'm actually reading it from the note card right now. My grandma told me, this business is definitely not going to make you the millions of dollars that you want. It's not gonna bring 6 to 7 figures in 5 years. Okay. So, you know, when I heard that, this was like around the time where I really wanted to be an entrepreneur, where I really wanted to grow my business to massive levels that I could only imagine, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, when my grandma told me this, I was really discouraged. I was really like disappointed, because, you know, when you're growing up, you look up to your family members, you look up to people that are close to you, and you want them to just support your visions and your goals, right? Something that I learned too is, like, the people around you, sometimes the people like closest to you are never gonna see like your bigger vision, right?
Yeah.
You know, so like you in the back of your mind, like, you know that you're going to do these things and you have a bigger vision for yourself and for your business, right? And this is also where, like, I started, like, consistently, like, writing stuff down on notes, because people would doubt me. Like, people wouldn't see my vision, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, it would kind of be understandable, too, because I wasn't producing, like, crazy results. I wasn't showing them crazy results.
Yep, I understand.
And, you know, like, obviously, like, you know the process as a startup, as mm-hmm. as when you're growing as a business owner, whatever, entrepreneur, people don't see it, right? People just see, like, the outside, but people don't really see, like, the grit and grind every single day. Like, you're actually trying to get it. And I don't know, bro. Everything that has happened to this point, I believe, has happened for a reason. So, you know, I always yeah. look at these post-it notes and these sticky notes around my room, and I'm like, dang, like, this happened in 2019, and now I have it. Like, it's crazy. Like, literally last year, I have one that says I will reach 10K plus followers on TikTok and IG, and that was on April 2020. So, you know, again, I want to reach those goals because I want to be able to inspire millions of lives around the world. That's mm-hmm. my main goal. Right. If mm-hmm. I can inspire people to do the same thing and follow their passion, then that's really all that matters to me, bro. You know,
for sure. What do you think of this? How do you think about the way that random things in your life have kind of played connect the dots and taken you to where you are now? Because I think about that a lot, especially when we talk about, like, our goals and, like, being early in the process, because, like, random things I did when I was younger, or, like, specific things I did in trying to grow a business that may or may not have worked, have kind of helped me get to where I'm at. So what do you think of that? Like, do you think about that a lot?
Yeah, man, I do. And like I said before, like, everything happens for a reason, right? Like, when I was a kid, I used to resell little candy, little lollipops, paper rings, all that stuff. And, like, I don't know, like, maybe I was really set to be an entrepreneur since the beginning, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like, what are your personal thoughts? I personally want to, like, know, because I feel like I've been talking a lot, but, like, I really want to know, like, your thoughts too.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely talk about that, because the path is interesting. I mean, there's a couple of things that just came in my mind when I was thinking about it. And, like, one of them is, when I was younger, I used to collect sports cards a little bit. And, like, it was just going on eBay, winning auctions, buying stuff, compiling cards, like, that sort of thing. And then I first started selling those old sports cards on eBay. You know, it was the place where I bought them from. I wouldn't have known eBay as a platform if it weren't for buying the cards, and I wouldn't have sold anything if I didn't buy the cards in the first place to sell later. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I got my start with actually generating revenue. I think about trying to drop ship, right? And I don't know how much you've heard about that, but, like, my sophomore year of college, before I started reselling, I tried to do some drop shipping, and it went horribly. It went terrible. But there was a few things that happened. During that time, I definitely had way more of that chip on my shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. That you were kind of talking about, where people are doubting you because things weren't going well. So, like, I wasn't really liking my classes. I knew I didn't want to, like, finish school and become an accountant or go on whatever path I was going on there. So it was, like, this time where it was a chip on my shoulder. And I think then the reason I maybe started thinking this way was because then I was manifesting a lot more. I was like, I'm going to fucking outwork everyone. Like, I'm going to do this or that. Like, I'm going to make it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that, I'm trying to think of what I gained from that. Like, I'm ready to, for all the website building skills I gained during that period, I'm ready to implement that now. Because that's one of my big priorities coming up, is to build
the website in the next week.
So we'll see if that connect the dots kind of follows through.
Yeah, man.
For sure. I mean, I think of umpiring too, because, as you know, I don't know if enough people realize, I mean, I did at least 1,000 baseball games in my life, built up a lot of capital, and really helped me get started with all this stuff. So there's just, I mean, there's just so many random things that fell into place to take me here personally.
Yeah, bro. 1,000%. And, like, another thing too, is, like, I was a student athlete, and I believe, like, the work ethic and, like, the work I put in to basketball also, you know, tied in with the work ethic that I'm doing with my business right now, you know, like consistently going to the gym, consistently, you know, waking up early and, you know, going to a workout or lifting, and like focusing on my grades so I can play basketball, you know, like different things like that, different like life skills other than just like business, like life skills in general, or things that I've came across or things that I've seen personally in my life growing up. Like, I definitely believe that those things have helped me get to where I'm today. And, it helps you grow like a lot of character, for you know, whether that's good or bad things, you know.
100%.
The things personally that I believe myself have been through, or just things that I know my family or any of my close friends have been through, like I know it has helped them get to where they are now, which is really crazy to think about.
How much do you think about professionalism in this game?
Oh man, you gotta take that everywhere you go. I mean,
for sure.
You got to. That's 1,000. That's super, super important.
I think just thinking about it, the difference between people who were early in the process, who kind of got through the tougher beginning stages, and the people who don't make it, I think professionalism plays a big role. And I'm just 100%. Thinking about it now, but like the whole, I mean, we talked about getting repeat customers on live the other day. Like that's huge. You know, when you're early in the game and you find someone who wants to take a shot on you, getting them to come back is huge, you know? So like providing good service, like we talked about, being I don't know how to say the word. I'm not even going to try. Communicating well with those people.
Yeah.
Making the whole process as easy as possible is huge. I'm sure there's a million different ways that plays out.
Yeah. I mean, I actually talk about this in one of my upcoming YouTube videos. And I also included treating them like family, showing them that you care, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said this super, super important quote, like people are looking for a quick sale rather than trying to build a quality long-term customer relationship with their audience or people, you know what I mean. And another thing too is this: resellers, business owners, or anyone in general listening to this, right, you got to understand, for me, for Dom, or anyone listening to this, right, like if you're a sneaker reseller specifically, right, because Dom and I are sneaker resellers, right, people are like, out of the millions and millions of resellers in the world, these people are messaging you to see if you have sneakers for them, right? Like, you got to understand, bro, like, there's so many different resellers, and they chose you, right? And if you, like, treat them like shit, or if you treat them like they're below you or whatever, right, they're never going to come back. And, like, the thing is, too, word of mouth, right? That person probably knows 1,000 other people that you don't know, and the word of mouth is definitely gonna either bite you in the ass or pay you dividends later on in the future. So, but also don't get it twisted too. If these people are being rude to you, like, don't take that shit, you know.
right, but you cannot take that shit and handle it professionally too, for sure.
Yeah,
but hold your ground.
Yeah, how would you, like, let's just say like someone, I don't know. Like, how would you? Because sometimes, I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been in those situations, and like I either just block them, or like sometimes I would respond to it. But like, I don't know. You, like, you really, really have to trigger me for me to like actually respond to you.
Yeah, I feel like it's a zero sum game. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just like when somebody's going out of their way to bother you, I don't think it's ever like a positive to respond. Here's how I think of it, Dylan. This is my thought process. If I think the person on the other end has a rational concern or criticism, but their delivery is somewhat offensive or rude or whatever the case may be, right? I'll usually try to take the time to respond to that. You know, see if I can bring that person back, see if I can handle the situation, see if I can get through to that person, right? I think we've talked about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, if I think somebody strictly their motivation is to troll me or to get to me or to make me upset, I don't answer that shit. At times in the past, I would answer it, but at this point, I just don't. There's no real benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're really just feeding into the negative energy.
Exactly. So it's just like, do I think the relationship between me and the person on the other end has the potential to be positive? If the answer is yes, there's a chance I'm going to answer their concern and try to see what we can work to. And if the answer is no, they won't hear from me.
Right. I 1000% agree with that, bro. And like, I don't know, at the early stages, negative comments or just trolls like that would like really get to my head. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, again, it's, like with my family too, like that shit would get to my head.
It's a constant battle, dude. It really is. It's a constant battle to really just stay internal with everything. And that's what I feel like. That's something I've been fighting. I think it's something everyone goes through, but just to stay like, when your opinion of yourself is fully internal, then nothing anyone says on the outside matters. And that's what I try to get to.
Right. As long as you know you and who you are, like that's all that matters.
100%.
1000%, bro. So, but yeah, man, like, I don't know, man. This was definitely a dope talk. And if anyone listening to this right now is going through something, or if you guys have any issues, or, you know, you have something good to say, like, definitely DM us on Instagram and let us know, right? Like, we're going to have our Instagrams in the description. Just go ahead and check out the description. DM us, right? Either me or Dom or both of us. Like, we definitely want to know. Like, and also, right?
I love trying to help people with that kind of stuff. Like, I really do.
Right, really, bro. And I don't know, bro, with all the DMs that I get every single day, like, I still haven't hired like an account manager, because I really want to get to those DMs of people that are like, bro, like, I, you know, you inspired me to resell, you know, like, I don't know, like, just this other day, someone literally, they DM me and they were like, I was about to quit reselling because I got scammed out of $3,000 or whatever. But, you know, watching your content and seeing you work every single day, like, really inspired me to keep going. So, you know, you definitely want to, sometimes I take the time out of my day to, like, even just hop on a call with them. And I think that's super important. You know, if they don't want to hop on a call, I'll just send them a voice message, or I'll send them, you know, a text.
Right? I love voice messages.
I do. I really do, bro. Because it makes it more, I don't know, it makes it like
personal.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it more personal. And I believe that's what people like want. I think it's really, really cool, bro.
I agree.
So, but yeah, man, these next few days, are you going to any new events coming up?
I was just talking through my plan here. So there's two more events. There's LA and San Diego at the end of July. There's a store in Riverside that I found. I'm planning to go check them out at some point. So that'll be like one of my travel days, like, you know, mini local travel days. I had one more thing I was planning. This is what we're going to do. We're probably going to go to the shop in Riverside next week. The week after, we might low-key circle back to Otto, because so far our two trips have been really good. And then we have events. The last 2 weeks of July, we have events. So I'm trying to get out and do like one like mobile YouTube video a week. That's kind of the goal I have right now.
I like that, bro. I really like that a lot.
Me too.
I mean, I'm just super excited for like the future of like YouTube, of this YouTube channel. I keep saying it because I truly am excited, bro. Like,
me too.
Like, I'm really curious as to how this is gonna play out. You know,
I have another thing I want to run off you.
Go ahead.
I have two video ideas in my bag right now that are like rough ideas. I'm not committed to doing them. I want to hear your thoughts on both. So the first is doing like a monthly review video of like actually like breaking down my whole ass numbers, which I know a lot of people don't do. But there's like this group, Rinzi, who does like thrifting stuff. I don't know if it's strictly thrifting, but mostly thrifting. Pretty big business. They're really killing it. And they, I watched their monthly review video, and they kind of talked about what they did that month, what's upcoming for the next month, what kind of numbers they put up, how they got to those numbers. And I think, that's something that could potentially give people a lot of value. So I'm considering doing something like that. And then my other idea is completely the other direction, like 100% the opposite direction. I'm thinking about vlogging me and my brother going to a Padres game and just fucking around and like just putting it out. So what are your thoughts on both?
So the numbers game is interesting. Like,
yeah,
it is. I don't know. Like for me personally, I would kind of just give them like a rough estimate. I personally wouldn't give them like the deep like numbers because I don't know, bro. Like if you talk money to people, like people will literally like switch up. I don't know. For me personally, I mean, I don't know. So, cause it's weird because I show people how much I'm spending on shoes. Right. But right. I never really tell people how much I'm making.
I get that. I do get that because it changes the relationship a little bit, but then I feel that and that stops me from wanting to make the video. But on the flip side, I think it would just be such a good video.
I feel like I would have to see the person's page that you're talking about for me to like really like understand.
Well, it's different from where we're at. So the difference between their page and our page is they don't sell to their audience, which makes it a lot. The relationship's a little less complicated. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? When mm-hmm. you're selling to your audience and you start talking about how much you make, I feel like it gets a little tricky.
It does. That's the only thing, you know, because I mean, like, I know a lot of people, like, they kind of do like a rough estimate, like how I made six figures with my business or how I made, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of those videos, but I personally haven't seen like the step-by-step breakdown of how much they made each month.
I know, and that's why I think it. That's why, on the one hand, I think it would be so good because everyone's kind of afraid to do it. But on the other side, I'm kind of nervous about doing it for the same reasons that everyone else would be.
I mean, like, I think it'll be cool because, like, you know, some days or some months you're not going to be able to. I mean, I don't know because it could go both ways, right? Because. Mm-hmm. You're able to show people, like, let's just say if you have like a really bad month, right? You're able to show people like the reality of a business and like how people, like, you know, not everything is always up, you know, it's not always going to be up, right? Like literally a stimulus could hit and you could literally hit like 30 grand in sales or whatever, 30 grand in profit, whatever. And then another month you hit like $5,000 profit, you know? And then they'd be like, dang, you just hit 30K, and then now you're at like $5,000 profit, like, you know?
Yeah, and there's all sorts of factors that can play in. Like we talked about a couple podcasts back, how like my sourcing model has to change because eBay changed their terms. And it's like all of a sudden, like, you know, we've been doing really well locally now, but all of a sudden we could really struggle to source for a month and have a really bad month. Like that's within the possible outcome. So you'd see everything and you'd hear more about the process in the context of us like actually analyzing numbers and trying to run a business, which is something that like most people haven't been, like most people that I follow and know of in this game haven't really been able or willing to create that yet. So I have mixed feelings. So I feel everything you're
saying. I would definitely try it. I don't know. I really don't know. I would kind of like think it over again because I'm for me personally, it's something that I wouldn't do.
Sure.
If that makes sense, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But like from a business standpoint, if someone actually wants to see how much a sneaker reseller is making like every single month, I think that would be really interesting. I feel like I feel like people would like tune in again every single month to see how you're doing.
I think that'd be really dope. I think it's super compelling content. It just has its downsides.
Cause like here's a great example, right? Like let's just say like Graham Stephan. You know Graham Stephan?
I think I've seen a couple of his videos. Yeah.
He like makes
real estate, you know, stock market.
Yeah. Like that type of content. He made a video and I think he posted on YouTube or not YouTube, TikTok. He made a video on how much he was making on YouTube, and like the video went crazy, bro. I mean. Yeah, it went absolutely bonkers, bro. It was really crazy. So, I mean, like again, I would definitely try it. I'm your video would play out though.
Me too.
I'm really curious.
Me too, because I would prep it well. Like it would be thoughtful. Like I'd really break down the whole thing. Like I think it might just be the most valuable 15 minutes of content I could possibly put out right now.
That's, so you're gonna show like spreadsheets and shit?
No, I mean, I think I would just really break down the numbers, probably just verbally. I don't think I'd show the whole spreadsheet, although I could. But like, maybe break down like what my sourcing looks like, how I'm getting stuff, what type of prices I'm paying, what kind of prices I'm getting, what my shipping costs, like what other costs I need to spend to reinvest into the business, like what my margins look like, what kind of margins I'm targeting when I like, because people are seeing all this event content, for example, lately, but they don't know when I'm buying something, it's not random. You know what I mean? Like there's a process I go through to figure out how much money I think the shoe is worth, how well I think I can sell the shoe, what percent profit I want for it, you know, how much I have to clean the shoe versus not clean the shoe, and what kind of margins I want to make. Like there's just all this stuff that goes into the game that I don't feel like I've effectively been able to communicate to this point. And this might be my pillar of content to do that.
I would really just organize it, Dom. Just organize your thoughts, organize how, like organize the process of the video and then like execute. Right. Like I know you could do it, bro. I know you could put together a good video. So like I would definitely try it. Try it out. And I believe, I don't know, bro. You got a really good engaging audience that I believe would want to see that. And
I think it fits into my brand too.
It does. I mean, like, cause you do a lot of the day in life videos, and like I personally think that if you kind of implement it with your day in life videos, I think that'd be pretty cool too. Like, oh, today I bought these shoes, and I believe I could personally make $300 profit from them. And then now when you sell them, you could be like, oh, like instead of $300 profit, we only made this much amount, right? It shows people like the actual reality, because you get like shoes. That. Sometimes you get shoes for under market, and you know. Sometimes these shoes sit like, you know, there's a lot of shoes that you think you'll make a lot of profit on, but then it'll literally just sit for like months. And then you have to either break even, or for my case, I have to make at least 20%. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that too. Cause you can't, there's a lot of people are scared to say that too. Like, you know, there's a lot of shoes that these resellers take a loss on, or they break even on. So I think that'd be really cool, bro.
Thanks, so too. That's true. It even, and this is funny, it even gets awkward at times. Oh, I don't know if it's awkward or if it's in my head, but sometimes when I'm discussing margins, even in the context of like a day in the life video, sometimes I hesitate on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, bro. No, definitely try it out. And like,
for sure.
Like while we're still on this topic, I want to talk about your Padres video. So
yes,
that is really, really cool. Okay. So now that goes back to people watching your content because they actually mess with you.
And I thought of that when George said that. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, bro. And like, you know, same thing with me with basketball. I post a lot of basketball content on my TikTok, and you know, I post some basketball content on my YouTube. Right. And another great example, too, is Gary Vee. Gary Vee always talks about the Jets. He talks about the Knicks. You know, he talks about different things that he personally enjoys. Right. So now as far as you like actually going to a Padres game, like how would you go about it? Like a vlog style video, like, you know, because at the same time, too, a lot of the videos that you make, you're always talking to them. You're always engaging with someone else in the video. So now let's just say you were to do like a vlog style video, right? Like obviously you wouldn't film the whole game,
right?
Like you would literally just do an intro. You would talk with Tone a little bit, buy some popcorn, whatever you do, sit down and you watch the game. Now what else are you going to be doing? Like,
right. That's the question. And so this is funny because I went out with my cousin to like a bar for one of the Sixers games and we just filmed it. And the thing is with me is when I'm watching sports and I'm like really paying attention to the game, I get pretty into it. Like I like to yell at the game, just have fun with it. Yeah. That would be what I'm trying to capture.
I like that.
Reacting.
I like that. I mean, yeah, I think a reaction style video would be awesome. I think Caius Omar did like a video of him reacting to like Kobe's last game or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that was really, really cool. And I believe that you could do the same thing. I don't know. I've been to a few baseball games. And I don't know, because for me, basketball is like, I don't know, like, I don't know, this is an unpopular opinion, but like, I believe that basketball is like more like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Exciting.
More exciting. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You know, so I mean, I think that would be a good idea though, Dom. Like, you're able to delve in more into your interest.
Yeah, 100%. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about, is just more types of content to make, and also some content that I can make outside of sneakers that's interesting for people.
Yeah, bro. Like, again, content is key. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's really, really crazy. You know, I want to talk about this too. One of my friends here in Las Vegas, he makes Las Vegas content. So he literally goes to a bunch of like areas in Las Vegas, bro. Absolutely killing it on TikTok. I want to give him a quick shout out. His name is Daniel, and like, he's killing the game. Like, I was at 100. I think I was 150,000 followers on TikTok. I gave him a few tips, right? Like, I don't want to take credit. I don't want to take any credit for his success, but at the same time, too, I gave him a few tips, gave him a few pointers, and he listened to me. And like, I was like, bro, literally go crazy on TikTok. Go crazy on TikTok.
Yep.
And from 10K, I don't know. When you hit 10K on TikTok, I feel like you just grow dramatically. If you're really consistent with your TikTok grind, like, you grow dramatically. From 10K, bro, this dude is literally all the way up to like 80,000 right now. 83,000. And I kid you not, he was at like, I feel like he was at like 10K like a week or two ago. He's absolutely killing it. And I don't know, it reminds me of like my old days. Like, you know, when I used to gain like 1,000 a day, 2,000 a day, you know, it would be a really good feeling. You would have a lot of leverage and momentum.
Right.
You know, so hopefully one of these days we could do that same thing on YouTube.
Facts. No, yeah, it's weird. Like, everything comes in waves. It's like, when you having 10,000 followers is different than like gaining a lot in one day, just because you're so relevant when you're popping like that. And it's just, it's different.
Yeah. I feel like I might go live for like an hour or so on TikTok after this. I'm really motivated, bro.
Okay. That's cool. I'm gonna do more lives. I'm going to do more lives. I'm motivated.
You need to do more live streams, bro. I love the live stream, like the live stream feature, bro. And, I don't know, bro. Like, it's really cool that you're able to engage with your audience. You're able to like actually talk to, obviously you have to deal with trolls here and there, but at the same time too, like, that only comes when you're experiencing any type of results or success, right?
It's true.
But for sure, bro, definitely like get into like the live stream. Like, how do you like the live stream, by the way? I don't really see you go live a lot.
I haven't gone live in a long time.
I know. Yeah. So
I don't know. I just haven't done it in a minute. I feel like there's a couple of things for me. The last time I went on live, I kind of was like just icing shoes. I tried to go live and my internet was horrible. It's always it's so tough. But I also feel like you need something to, I mean, unless you have enough people on there to where you can just respond to comments and talk to people, but you kind of need a plan of like something to be doing while you're live. So that's just been, maybe I'm overthinking it and I just need to like go live, or even like when I'm driving to an event, I feel like that's a good time to go live and like talk to people about what we're about to go do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to experiment tonight. I'm going to, cause you know, it's crazy. You could do picture in picture on TikTok live now, and you could literally put a screenshot in the background. I'm going to take a screenshot. Yeah. I'm going to put, going on live until I hit 1,000 in the stream.
Nice.
I want to see if I could actually do that. 1,000 plus people on the stream.
That'd be crazy. Especially at this hour, bro. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, bro. That is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. I don't know. With me having 173,000 followers right now, it should be possible, right?
It should be. It should be. I just don't feel like they push out the lives like that.
Yeah. I mean, unless he gets to like into the FYP,
right? That's true. That happens.
So we'll see, man. We'll see if that works. Or like, I know a lot of people like play games on TikTok Live. It's really funny.
Huh? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, people play games and stuff on TikTok Live, and people do like, yeah, they play games and they start like streaming. Like it's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, man, is there anything else? Is there anything else we want to talk about? We touched on a lot of topics today. So I really don't even know what to call this podcast.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying before we started. We were talking about names. I was like, bro, like no matter how much we talked before, we don't know where this is going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we touched on a lot of topics. This is just from me to you. Like, do you believe we provide a lot of value to the audience today?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of good ideas, a lot of good motivational things for you guys. Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I think we touched on mindset a lot. I mean, I think this podcast is going to end up being a lot of, like, mindset and content stuff more than just directly talking about sneakers, which is interesting, but I think that's kind of what's most important. I mean, we can get into the tactical stuff for sneakers, but if you're hitting content right and you have your mind in the right place on how you want to work on everything, I think you're going to be in good shape. But we could do more specific tactical episodes too, like,
right,
for example, a full episode about you know, checking the market for a sneaker, like how you go about deciding whether or not to buy. Right. About real versus fake shoes, and not just in the context of where the reselling game is going in the future, but like how to stay safe when buying. So I think we provided a lot of value today. I think there's room for us to explore even more things in the future as well.
Got it. And like here's the thing too, though, right? I feel like a lot of doing, you know, release update, like I've heard a few of these sneaker podcasts, and like they're really, yep, not, they're really just talking about like everything sneakers. We want to talk about sneakers, you know, we want to talk about important things that we believe that will grow your guys's businesses, grow your guys's like personal like mindset. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about all that stuff because we believe that stuff is really, really important for businesses. Right. So like, I wouldn't even just call this like a sneaker reselling podcast. I believe anyone listening right now and you have a business, you can definitely implement this in your life.
I agree. Right?
So, you know, even if you wanted to start up like a small business or like, you know, just do something like that, or even just be an influencer or be like a content creator, right? You can utilize these topics and anything that we talk about to the best of your abilities, because again, we don't just solely want to talk about sneaker reselling.
Of course.
Right. We want to talk about everything around it, the business and all that stuff. So again, if you guys find any type of value, any type of great tips that we have for you guys, if you find a lot of value in that, please make sure you guys leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts is like really the only platform where you can leave a review on our Sneaker Reselling Podcast, Sneaker Reselling 101 Podcast. All right. So again, Sneaker Reselling 101 Podcast. Make sure you guys go check it out on all social media platforms. If you don't have Spotify, definitely check out Apple Podcasts and other platforms. Just literally look it up on Google and you'll see it. Okay. So, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yes, and DM me your thoughts on these episodes too, especially if you enjoy them. I want to hear what you think.
1,000%. Make sure you DM us. Check the description right now. Yes, sir. Okay. Good night, guys. Thank you guys for watching.